There are some in India could make a case. They could say, oh, I was born in Navadvip Dham, or this Dham, or that Dham. But Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj, put the palm to his forehead after the Brajamandal Parikrama, said, oh, I'm so unfortunate. I just circumambulated the length and breadth of Vrindavan Dham, and I couldn't find a single Vaishnava. And his disciples were shocked, surprised, shocked. Guru Maharaj told, our Guru Maharaj sayings were mostly revolutionary. If not for the revolutionary and somewhat unorthodox methods of Srila Saraswati Thakur, we wouldn't be sitting in this room listening to this discussion. No one would have a connection substantially with Krishna consciousness movement. It is all by his grace. Right? So he said, and Vrinda, I can't find a single Vaishnava, I'm so unfortunate. And the devotee said, and Vrindavan, everyone's a devotee. What is he saying? There's so many Vaishnavas here, and our Gurudev, he's saying, I couldn't find one. So they thought, Paramahansa, Ram Das Babaji? Chanting 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day. What is that? 192 rounds. Not 16 rounds. And follow the four regulative principles. 192 rounds every day. Reading the works of Rupa and Raghuna. If he can't go to a Bhagavatam class, because if he hears the name Krishna, he'll go into a state of ecstasy. Foaming at the mouth, tears trembling, hair standing on end. They say, what about him? So I was like, him? He's a Kanishta Adhikari, an infant class devotee of the third class, a practitioner. They're more shocked. They offer up who's arguably the most revered Vaishnava in Vrindavan of the day, and Saraswati Thakur says, he's a neophyte, practitioner. So Guru Maharaj concluded after so much careful observation, he said, yes, our Guru Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that gentleman with his rounds and practices, he's trying to elevate himself to move toward that plane. That's all right. By his practices, he's trying to elevate himself and make progress toward that plane. He said, but our Guru Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they descended from that plane. That is the aspiration of the practitioner who's trying to go forward. They descended from that plane into this world to distribute something. They are not practitioners. Right. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Saraswati, he's not a practitioner of Krishna consciousness. Right. He descended from that world to distribute something here. What did one of his original followers, Sakhi Charan, tell the Guru Maharaj in the early days of Gaudiya Math, before he had so many disciples, temples, or anything? In the jungles of Mayapur, he would be preaching to them, pounding his fist on the table with such intensity, his face flushed red. And Sakhi Charan said, we couldn't understand what he was saying. And these are men who, by the way, are Sanskritians. They come from lines of devotional families. They had very high sangskar and background. Said, we could not understand his level, what he was expressing. He said, what we could understand, he said that forcibly he was trying to make us drink some nectarine substance. That much we could understand. Bilapakusa Mansani Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhairagya Yug, Bhakti Rasa Prayatne, Apayam Mam Anabipsamandam, Kripam Budhi Yak Paraduka Duki Sanatanastam Prabhu Prabhum Asrayami Raghunath Das goes home and said, I was unwilling to drink this nectarine substance because we think it's something else. The tongue is afflicted with avidya, jaundice of ignorance. So is the mind and the intellect. We think it's something else that's not in our self-interest. Vaishnavas paraduka dukki. He said, but Sanatana Goswami Prabhu is so kind. He forced me to drink this, and now I'm happy. Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj says, Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam, always preaching about Krishna. About Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Radharani, Nityananda Prabhu. So much so. And even in ordinary dealings, they had to meet with some lawyers on Gaudiya Math business, and the lawyer says, like, Saraswati Thakur is preaching to him, Hari Kirtan. It was supposed to be a legal discussion. He's doing Hari Kirtan. The man says, are you trying to convert me? Saraswati Thakur, yes. He said, and actually, if you could give your attention for 5 minutes, automatically you'd be converted. And not only that, but what you would understand is, it was not a conversion in the conventional sense, because actually this is the innate wealth of the heart. Krishna Bhakti Nitya Siddha Sadhya Kabunoi. Really, this is what it needs to be awakened. That's all. It's not something foreign, a foreign substance being brought to you. So he's always back to home, back to Godhead. Right. So Srila Guru Maharaj, and for his birthday, this Doita Das Pranati Panchakam is only for the birthday, not the Tirobhav. And here, this is so beautiful. It's only 5 slokas, but because it's for birthday, Guru Maharaj made it so happy. Saraswati Thakur told about Guru Maharaj's poetic style, happy style. And just hearing this makes you happy. You don't even have to know what it means. It'll make you happy. But I'll read so you can understand how it goes. Sarasi tata sukadota janikata priya bhajanam. And only Gurudev could sing it. I've never heard anyone else. That's why I'm not trying to even try to sing it. Gurudev can sing it. Everyone else is lost. They said, Sarasi tata sukadota janikata priya bhajanam. Lalita Mukha Lalana Kula Parama Dararyajanam Brajakanana Bahumanana Kamala Priyanayanam Gunamanjari Gorima Guna Haribasana Bayanam Subhado Daya Divashe Vrisha Ravija Nijadoitam Pranamami Charanantika Paricharaka Sahitam. It's so sweet, this. Gurudev knows where the meter came from. But Guru Maharaj took that happy, Saraswati Thakur, oh, happy style. But here in expressing something very beautiful and happy. Because we said, where's that plane he descended from to distribute something? Right. It's indicated here. This is, and this, the genius of Srila Guru Maharaj. Sometimes Kaviraj Goswami will say in Chaitanya Charitamritam, he's talking about the highest things ever expressed, say, actually, these things should not be expressed. Right? Really, we shouldn't be discussing these things or speaking them or mentioning them. He said, but no one will understand them, so I couldn't be happier. Only the people who are meant to understand them can understand them. And for the others, I'll say, it's madness. Ami ek botul tumi ditya. Mahaprabhu tells Ramana, I'm the first, I'm, you know, crazy the first, and you're crazy the second. You can understand this madness I'm expressing. So here, Guru Maharaj, he's praising Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati, Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Saraswati Thakur, and Krishna. And Radharani, everyone. Right? And he's reminding us at the end of each line, pranamami cha charanantika paricharaka sahitam, that we don't worship Guru in an isolated position. Just as we don't worship Krishna in an isolated position, that's conceived to be a fictitious devotion. But Krishna, Guru Maharaj, I heard him say this morning, he said, Krishna is a relative thing. He's the Supreme Absolute. Guru Maharaj said, Krishna is a relative thing. He means, in this sense, telling how can you say the Supreme Absolute is relative? He means, who is he? He said he's all attractive. Who is he attracting? You know, he's saying, Krishna is all attractive. Okay. Who is he attracting? He's attracting Radharani and so many others, and hopefully us. So he said, so Krishna is relative. That attraction is relative to whom is being attracted. Therefore, he's Krishna. Without anyone to attract, he would be lonely. Like the Christian God. He's always just alone up there on the con. Not a friend to be found. He has no wife, no girlfriend. He looks so sad. Even he will be saved by Krishna conception. There's hope for the Christian God to relieve all of that angst he sometimes expresses in his loneliness and isolation. Krishna is not isolated, neither is Guru to be seen as isolated. We worship Guru and his paraphernalia, means the servitors. That's what pranamami charanantika paricharaka, parichar sahitam. But here, so Guru Maharaj says, there is a kunj in the spiritual world. Brajakanana bahumanana. Oh, lalita mukha lalana is also there. So he says, in this Svananda Sukhada Kunj, headed by Lalita, his most favorite, who is Kamala, Kamala Priya. Here means Kamala Manjari Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Right? Here he's revealing the internal identities of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and by inference himself. I mean, Guru Maharaj is revealing whom. So he's saying, in that kunja, dear to Lalita, who is the leader there? Kamala Manjari, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And next to her is Guna Manjari, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And this is the genius of Guru Maharaj in ontological, where ontological and poetic expression meet the zenith. He uses the word guna with three meanings. One is guna, to mean Guna Manjari, Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the Gurudev of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But another meaning of guna is quality, qualities. So he's saying, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he's singing the gunas of Guna Manjari. He's singing the qualities of Guna Manjari. And then the third meaning. Each one of those gunas, qualities, another meaning of guna is thread, right? So each is like, so that means he's weaving a tapestry. One quality, another quality, another quality, another quality, another quality, another quality. And it's creating a tapestry that becomes a tent. So it's a chinmoy tent of the good qualities of Guna Manjari that Krishna is irresistibly drawn to take shelter in. So that means they've captured Krishna in their kunja, which will make Radharani very happy. They've captured Krishna by seeing, he is singing the qualities of Guna Manjari now, and Krishna will be handed over to the proper authorities. So, and so many poetry, poems of Srila Guru Maharaj, he's praised Srila Saraswati Thakur as with the Nikila Bhuvana Maya, Chinavish Chinakartri, Vibhuda Bahulam Rigya Mukti Mohanta Datri, Shitiliriviri Raga Radhe Shadvani, Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Bani. So he's saying, here Guru Maharaj translates Saraswati. Who is she? Like Vagdevi, the goddess of speech, right, of singing. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati becomes Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. Saraswati is rendered as Vani, and then what do you say? Vilasatu Hridi Nityam. Let it play in our hearts eternally. That play of the voice and divine instructions of Saraswati Thakur in the hearts of his followers allow us to participate in the Krishna consciousness movement. The Shiti Liti Vidi Raga Radhesha, saying he slackened the Vidi Marg, as when he told one time his preaching vision, and he said, if necessary, if there's some objection to people coming in our connection, he said, particularly with reference to England, he said, then we can arrange non-vegetarian food from a local restaurant to take care of those people. And Guru Maharaj was there at the time. He said, he was shocked once again and said, I think that will introduce contamination into the mat. And he said, Saraswati Thakur's words struck like a thunderbolt in his heart when he said, oh, you don't know. I decided this 10,000 years ago. This is not like a whimsical expression, a slip of the tongue. I decided this 10,000 years ago. And he said, you have to have Vaikuntha Britti. Means, here, Vaikuntha in the sense of liberal, unlimited liberality, generosity, and application. He knows, as Gurudev told, Vidhi Marg is for India. When he said that in Petersburg and Lakhta. After interacting with the Russian devotees, they'd ask him questions like, if you take a manasa snan, do you have to bathe later?